Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. On Monday, when a friend and I were driving south from Barrie to Bradford on Yonge Street, we passed the small graveyard just south of Line 13. On a flash of curiosity, we stopped to find the grave of Susan Wright. Susan was killed on April 13, 1979. The tragic event happened when she was driving to Guelph, with her fiancé, to check out a car they planned to buy for use after her wedding. The latter was scheduled to take place a week later, on April 20. Susan never made it to that day because a car with three occupants came barreling down a hill on Highway 24 towards them and veered into their lane. That car hit them so hard that she was thrown through the windshield and killed instantly. Her driver and fiancé was severely injured and took years to recover as best he could. The offending car was driven by an inebriated driver. A half-smashed case of beer with empties and full bottles was visible in the backseat area of their wrecked car. Chance never afforded Susan the opportunity to lead a normal, full life. In keeping with the wishes of her parents, Art and Gladys, she was buried in an unassuming grave with only a small, square identity marker. For us who knew her and carry all the positive memories of her, that small stone will always be more than sufficient. Before the incident, Susan was an employee at Bradford High School. She was well liked because she was a kind, friendly and helpful person. After some searching, places change over time, we located the small stone inscribed with her last name, Wright. In deference to her memory, we cleaned and uncovered the stone from its almost total plant canopy. Considering who she was, it was the least we could do. Her tragic death, so many years ago, should not be forgotten but be a reminder to us that we still have too many people dying and being mangled on the roads because people continue to drink and therefore make poor driving decisions. Society still has not learned that recidivism in alcoholics is the norm and that the right to drive for those convicted of impaired driving should be granted only when provenance has been provided by the offenders of extended periods of sobriety. I know drunk driving is a bit of a pet peeve of mine. The reason for this is easily understood in that I have a personal stake. Susan would have become my sister-in-law. That never happened, and lousy use of alcohol meant that I and society lost a good person, who should have lived a full life. Drive only, please, when in full command of all your faculties. Albert Wieringa, Bradford.